Okay, my name is Lou A, and I'm a compulsive gambler. I made my last bet shooting dice in Atlantic City Casino 29 years ago. Step 12. Having made an effort to practice these principles in all my affairs, I try to carry this message to other compulsive gamblers. Reading, writing, and listening to these steps over and over again clarifies my vision. The world releases me to love my Creator, you, and me. Thank you.
Good. Who's next on the list?
Call him, Gar.
I will. Let's go in order. Joey, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. My name is Joey A. I have the addiction of being a compulsive gambler. My last bet was in 1970. It was in my mind. I got married in 1970, so it had to be 1972.
It was a long time ago.
In any event, because of the program, the way it's structured and the people I've met, it was no reason for me to make a bet since that day. And that's exactly what we're trying to do as we continue to do the steps. And step 12 is one of those steps that I remember early on being very, very concerned about trying to help somebody because I thought I would be responsible if they made it or not, you know. And until I realized that the step is talking about taking care of yourself first after having made an effort to practice these principles in all my affairs, I came to understand that I'm not responsible for another person making it or not. I can only tell them what I did. And once I was able to do that, I was able to communicate how I felt with anybody. And that's what happens with the program. It just keeps opening up another door as I keep coming to meetings, and things that used to confuse me and baffle me, they're not the same. Everything's different. You know, I come to understand by some of the literature I've been reading over the years, it's a thinking problem because all the addictions use the same steps. And to my information, if everybody's using the same steps, it must be the same problem. It's our thinking. My vehicle of addiction was the gambling, and left to my own devices, I don't even think I'd be on the phone with you guys today. I'd be dead a long time ago because there were times that I had to go to hospital and doctors, and I wouldn't have taken care of that. But because of the way I felt about myself and the fact that I was in recovery, I was starting to take care of everything in my life that had to be taken care of. So it's a wake-up call, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to still be going to meetings and, believe it or not, have the same enthusiasm as I had, even more so because I feel better. It's easier, and there's no questioning anything. It's just a question of using the steps on a regular basis. It's as simple as eating every day, you know. You have to eat to sustain your body, and I have to go to meetings to sustain my thinking. And this is how this program has saved me, and it'll do the same thing to anybody else that uses the program on a regular basis. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Bobby, you're next.
Bob D., compulsive gambler.
Hey, Bob.
31 years since my last bet. Step 12 to me is the reward step. All my gambling years were spent, obviously, with just negative activities, negative feedback, negative this, negative that, destroying myself, destroying other lives. And there was nothing ever positive coming out of my gambling years, obviously. Never felt good about myself. Always felt bad, obviously, because addiction only causes negative feelings. Now I come into the program, I start working the steps, and I'm given the opportunity, finally, after taking, I'm finally given the opportunity, which is really a blessing, to give for the first time. You can't give when you're in action, but now you can give. And I always said when I went on speaking engagements, I did it primarily for myself because it just made me feel good every time I left. If they got it, it was a bonus. So every time I left an open meeting speaking, I felt good, or a school, or a prison, or a rehab. or a pressure group or feedback to a sponsee, I always felt good. Sometimes it comes when you least suspect it. I'm going to give a 30-second example, and then I'll keep quiet. I go to this school in this tough neighborhood, and I'm speaking, and I'm saying to myself, nobody is listening to me. I'm wasting my time here today. Nobody's listening. They all, I'm done, they all leave, and there's this tough-looking Spanish kid waiting for me at the door, and there's tears in his eyes, and he gives me a hug, and I remember him saying, you don't know how much you helped me today, and he walked out. So rewards come. Sometimes you're ready for the reward, sometimes you're not ready for rewards, but this is the real feel-good step about yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Wow.
I think it's a toss-up between Andy and Steve on the years, but Andy, your name is A, so you go first.
Okay, I'm Andy Dale, a compulsive gambler.
Andy.
It's been 17 years since my last bet. You know, I was always under the impression that when I first got involved with the steps, that step 12 was like I had to be a crusader and get the word out to all these people that were gambling, that gambling wasn't good, and that doing what I was doing was the best thing, you know. It helped me. Look at this. It helped me. I haven't made a bet in a year or so, and look at this, you know. This is great. But as I learned about the steps that went on in my recovery, it really changed a lot for me. I noticed that it's about helping compulsive gamblers, but it's also about helping compulsive gamblers that are in the program already. You know, the guys that are in the hospital that I can go visit. I was on both sides of that, so I know how good that feels. Taking a guy to a meeting or whatever that might be. There's so many things that you can do. Of course, talking to kids and going to prison meetings and talking to, you know, rehabs and all of that. That's good. That's good. That's really good. You know, if people get it, if they don't get it, whatever. But that really helped me. And then when I found out that it was about, you know, visiting guys and doing things on a room level, and it's really about getting involved in the program. I think this one really speaks to it's time to get involved. You know what you have. You know what you learned. You know, you've been doing the steps, and now apply it. Apply the steps to the program. Get somebody else to listen to how you do it, how you apply the steps in your life. And to me, it's been working pretty good that way. I also had an experience where I was speaking at a place, and I didn't think anybody got it, you know, and I thought I was like, you know, Mr. GA, and these guys were all addicted, either alcohol or gambling or drugs, and I was really paying too much attention. And then at the end, one of these or two of these guys really started feeding into what it was all about, you know, and I said, wow, these guys know more than I do. So every time I go to a place and get involved, I learn a lot of stuff, you know. I learned a lot. I went to see a Gaminol woman in the hospital, you know, just to pay my respects to her and see how she was feeling. We had such a conversation that I just can't forget it. You know, I can't forget what she said to me. And it's so truthful today. So there's so many benefits back and forth for me. You know, that's how I go by it. And that's what I got. Thanks.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks, Stephen.
Steve, I'm compulsive gambler, last bet January 2nd, 1997. I'm not going to try and over-intellectualize this because I am not that smart. And B, there's evidence of this stuff I came into prison. I came into jail and I came into GA in prison, and GA found me in prison through somebody doing step 12 work. And what I learned was this: it's such a simple equation. There, over the 3 years that I had GA in jail, 13 different people came on regular, semi-regular basis to different meetings in different prisons all over the place. Of those 13 people, since this goes back 16 years, 12 of them are still in the program and doing well. So you think 12, 13 people doing something that up and beyond what a normal member does, I guess. You know, at least for me, it was that way. 12 of them still in the program doing well. I don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out that my success rate is much better for me if I just do stuff, if I do what these other guys did, reach out to people that needed help, bring a message, carry a message without an agenda, do it, whether they did it for themselves or did it for me, it doesn't matter. The benefit is what I see between the lines. That's the people that are involved in doing steps well have a much better chance of being successful than people that don't. That's it.
Thank you. Gary S. Compulsive Gambler's surrender date, March 23rd, 1997. You know, going through this phone meeting is helping me so much to look at it and really study the steps in many different ways. I look at my recovery as climbing a mountain, and the steps are my step-off points or my stop points as I climb the mountains. And sometimes I reach the plateau that I have to just sit back and look what I've done and look where I'm going and review everything. And I think that happens after, like, some of the steps, like after step three, after step nine, that you can sit back and reflect on where you're going on it. Step 12 is another reflection step for me. It gives me a chance to reflect on what I've done so far in my steps, who have I affected in a positive way in doing the steps, and getting its rewards. And like Bobby said, and Andy and Steve, you know, just being part of GA as a whole in a fellowship and be able to share is where I get my jollies from, you know, and so many different ways. Just going out with all of you, okay, and sitting around the table, laughing and joking, not necessarily about GA, and just being part of the group, all right, I think it's just as much powerful in sharing that, because I pick up your energy and your knowledge that I'm able to take back into my room and share with my room. And when I share anniversaries or stuff like that, and, you know, my power players or my mentors come into the room, and, you know, there's 35 years, 40 years, 45 years that come in, and the room sees the quality of life that all those people have and still going into meetings, it gives them hope and gives them strength to move on. So there's many ways this step works out, and it's all reflective. It's all plateau. I've hit the peak of the mountain in step 12, and now what do I have to do? I have to go back down the mountain and go back up it again. And I think going through all the steps and getting to 12 and now looking over the valley that I've climbed so far is the reward that personally I get. And I think by naturally doing that, everybody is sharing and everybody's growing from it. Real simple to me, you know. That's it for me.